in Matthew chapter 7 from the verse number 26, we have a parable that is just the opposite of the preceding parable. The first one was the parable of a wise man and his house built on a foundation, on a rock. And in verse 26, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, the last verse, verse number 49, says, but he that heareth and doeth not the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. It almost looks like this house is falling ahead of the time. It did not take a long time for that stream to beat against this house. It was sufficient that the stream washed away the soil. The house cannot stand in the air. But it looks like not only the house was without the foundation, but the man, the builder, was without the foundation. It was wrong from the beginning. It started building his building of faith upon the doctrines and teachings of men, not the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we see in the verse 26 according to Matthew chapter 7, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine. So hearing is information. It's the teaching that comes from the Lord. It came to my ears, but I do them not. I don't obey the word of God. That indicates my faith. Did I receive the words of the Lord Jesus Christ with faith if I did not obey? No. My disobedience indicates that I have no faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It does not mean that with my obedience I am earning the grace of God. No, with my obedience I show that I received the grace of God. So, everyone that heareth the word of God but disobeys or refused to obey shall be likened, or he will be just like a foolish man. Hearing the word of God and not obeying is foolishness. Every sinner is a fool. However, if a fool turns to the Lord can deliver this fool from his foolishness and make him a wise man. The foolishness is building a building upon the sand. The people that live near the desert or that had opportunity to frequently visit or see the natural changes in the desert had the opportunity to see the flash floods, to see the rainy season and rapid rain shower fell down to the ground, and it's just a rolling flash flood, and there is nothing to hold a building stable and firmly grounded, because the sand is a shifting material. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. We see that the testing and the trial is piling up. And those that have no foundation, those that have no root, those that have no seed of life deeply rooted in their hearts, in their faith in God, they will bring no good fruit. They beat upon that house, the elements or the testings, the trials, and that house fell, it crumbled, and great was the fall of it. In Luke, I think it says, and the ruin of that house was an awful ruin. It's great. It's a tragedy. And it came to pass, when Jesus has ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. What were they astonished at? He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. That makes a difference. Now, when the apostles were teaching, they were teaching with authority and not as the scribes. They are not Jesus, yes, but they are his disciples. When we obey the word of God today, when we strive to live according to the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the more we strive, the more we see how much more we need. But when we turn to the Lord confessing our shortcomings, our insufficiency, and we strive to live according to the word of God, we receive more and more of his power, and then we also preach with his power. Now there will be a difference. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the power. When we obey the Lord, he fulfills his promise, and he gives us the power of his Spirit. We receive power from him. He is the source. We become the channel. But if we do not practice the gospel, we are not the channel of Christ's power. We are not a true voice of his word, of his Spirit. We are an empty voice like the scribes. We might have intellectual knowledge. We know what is in the scripture. But if we disobey, we have no power to preach with power. Now, we read here that the people were astonished. Why were they astonished? Because they were used to empty words. They heard the scribes so many times. They heard the Pharisees. They heard the priests. But they did not hear a witness as powerful as the voice of and the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the Spirit of God is in him. That's his Spirit. He taught them as one having authority, having the power. And that is something that we should pray for and strive for. What we read in this whole chapter and in the preceding chapter, not to be judgmental, not to give that which is holy unto the dogs, nor cast our pearls, not our private pearls, but his pearls that he gave us, before the swine. To ask, to receive, to be prayerful, and to seek, to find, to study the word of God, and then to knock, and to knock, and to knock again, to pray to our Lord and our Heavenly Father until we receive. Not to be like the King Saul. He asked the Lord, didn't get the answer. He turned to the woman with the familiar spirit. He turned to witchcraft. So it's important that we have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that personal relationship is possible only in obedience, in faithfulness. And that relationship is growing and maturing in the zeal for our God's will. It is a fact that is easy to understand. some people are gifted with giving better example. Their manners, their style, everything is better than mine. Some people are gifted with preaching more clearly, presenting the gospel in a sound way, more than I, better than I. But everyone has a gift, everyone has the Spirit of the Lord, whoever is living and walking in Christ. And everyone should use the gift that he or she has received. And we should be careful not to clinch the Spirit, not to despise prophecy. When Peter said to the Lord, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," the Lord did not say, "Oh, Peter, that's nothing. What kind of a sermon is that? Can't you say something longer? Something at least 1 hour or so?" No, the Lord is not talking like that. The Lord recognized right away the message from the Father in the heart of Peter, and the Lord confirmed that. And we should be encouraging the prophecy. We should be recognizing the voice of the Spirit of the Lord, and we should be praying that the Lord would send us showers of blessings, that our inner man may grow, that we may grow toward that measure of the stature of Christ Jesus our Lord.